Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, which is National Indigenous Radio Service. So we go across the country, mob. And you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And you can also check it out, check us out on Facebook as well. That's BBM 987 FM. So the yarns are going strong here on National Talk Black, going across the nation, a tool for our mob, a voice for our people, and do add to the conversation whatever topic all is here on your daily program. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
I've been droving, I've been drinking, I've been Christian, I've been everything. But there's one more thing I gotta tell you before I go. Here I live in this tin shack, nothing here worth coming back. The drunken fights, awful sights, people drunk most every night.
Welcome back, your deadly mob, to your deadly program, National Talk Black. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Give this Murray call, let's have a yarn. The Murray is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And we're live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, next call online, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Vicky Wade, and she's the Senior Cultural Advisor for the Rheumatic Heart Disease here in Australia. Got her on the line. Vicky, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Great to be talking to your mob around such a very important issue.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Yeah. Thank you, sister. First of all, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Vicky?
Yeah, I'm Noongar, a woman from southwest Perth. But I've been living in New South Wales for a while, so
okay.
I've been living accepted in the Darug Nation. But yeah, Noongar woman.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So we got some good news regarding this space, rheumatic heart disease. Where are we at? And tell us the good news there, please, sis.
Yeah, the good news is that we've just on last Friday we released our third edition of the Australian guidelines for management and treatment of acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease in Australia. This time we really put culture in the centre of all the care.
Yes.
First time ever in Australia that guidelines, so these are evidence-based guidelines, are written from a cultural perspective. So they're really, really looks at the culture. Who are the end users, you know? Mm. Like our mob, we're suffering real bad out there with rheumatic heart disease and acute rheumatic fever.
Sure.
And these guidelines, they've got to be written with the view of how, you know, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander people are going to benefit from these guidelines.
If we're talking about healing our mob, we need our culture in the mix of things, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, Trevor, that's you know, like we need healing as part of our journey, but we also need health systems to operate in a culturally safe
yes.
way for us. So there is a lot of reference to culturally safe care.
Mm.
There is a few case studies in there, which is really good. You know, a lot of times, clinicians, doctors, nurses, they'll pick up these guidelines, but they're written from a biomedical framework.
Sure, exactly.
And a framework, yeah, and to Trevor, the framework that guidelines are usually written in is based on Western ideologies, and they don't even consider the culture of the people that they're looking after, how we view diseases, how we view sickness, how we translate medical information.
And the bottom line is, Vicky,
you know, use it and benefit from it, from
exactly.
the information, from the education. All this and
yeah.
these new guidelines have been addressed. I was the leader of the working group on culture and workforce.
Good.
And I had a real strong team behind me, like the leaders of the Aboriginal health workforce, Aboriginal community controlled organisations, real powerful
yes.
Aboriginal black people in the room, but really to have to tap into, I believe, Aboriginal genius.
Yeah,
mean, we have got a lot of knowledge around health,
of course we do.
On what works for us, mob, to improve acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. And it's about time now that mainstream health services embrace our knowledge and use our knowledge with us. And I think with these guidelines, the beauty of it, it doesn't compromise on clinical care, because we need the right surgery. We need the right injections. We need the right medications.
Mm.
We need the right tests. But we also have to combine this with the cultural nuances of what happens if, you know, for instance, people aren't coming to get their injections. Not that, oh, you know, them black fellas, they run around and they go walk about, but what is it? What is the cultural significance of this? Why is
exactly.
this happening culturally? So these things have been all addressed in the new guidelines, and I don't think it's ever been done, possibly worldwide.
Exactly, yes. Can you hear me there, Vicky? No, Vicky. We'll try and get Vicky back. That's Vicky Wade there. She's the Senior Cultural Advisor for Rheumatic Heart Disease. And culture is at the table in regarding this yucky disease. And it's fantastic. Long time waiting, and it should have been from the get-go. But like I said, nothing beats black on black. We'll try and get Vicky back to continue that conversation, a very important conversation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can add to the conversation. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray, from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned, you might be too deadly.
Well, I was hitching a ride on the Great Northern Highway when a young jackaroo that was heading to my way pulled up, and he offered me a ride and said he, have you ever worked in the stations in the Northern Territory? I said, yes, I did, but most in the Kimberleys. And there's lots and lots of stations I've been to like the big ones and small ones and old and new. Cause I've been everywhere, man, I've been working everywhere, man. Across the desert sand, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. Yet trouble I've had my share, man, I've been working everywhere. Been a Mullabulla, Kunjee, Frogger, Nicholson, Alistair, Silver Down, Maryland, Bethel, Dan, Land, Dan, Gordon, and Springvale, Table, and Glen, Hill, Osmond, Nord, Dubba, Bowl, Dubba, Dunham, Rivius, Pitcher. I've been everywhere, man, I've been working everywhere, man. Across the desert sand, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. Yeah, trouble I've had my share, man, I've been working everywhere. Oh, yeah. Been a Nicholson, Kirk, give me wave, Eel, Waterloo, Sturt, Creek, Spring, Creek, and Beware, Beer, and Little Rose, Britain, Nutman, Ivan, Old Carlton, Mollyaka, Drysdale, Theatre, Carson, yes, and I've been everywhere, man. I've been working everywhere, man. Yeah, across the desert sand, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Trouble I've had in my share, man. I've been working everywhere. Oh, yeah. In the Lambo, go, go for the Danwood, Swingley, Paul, Napier, Kirinan, Edom, Meade, Jubilee, Blanak, Quantum, Mar, the Little Lodge, you dab it out, Robot, this buck, I've been everywhere, man. I've been working everywhere, man. Across the desert sand, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Yeah, trouble I've had my share, man. I've been working everywhere. Oh, yeah. Redmond, Udabala, Mini Creek, Gibber Creek, Ether, Ebbity, Millimil, Roy Hill, Bonadan, Dibberdam, Caradan, Lilladam, Yagabini, Wolji, Winnie B, Gibby Bar, Mido, yeah, bro. I've been everywhere, man. I've been working everywhere, man. Yeah, across the desert sand, man. I've breathed about an air, man. Yeah, trouble I've had my share, man. I've been working everywhere. Yeah, trouble I've had my share, man. I've been working everywhere.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob. Welcome back, Deadly Program, National Talk Black. We've got Vicky Wade back on the line. Vicky, you there, sister?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you, sister. Lost you, but it's all good. Yeah, so what I'm picking up, which is very important, culture is at the table in regarding rheumatic heart disease. And when we're talking about mob, we're talking about healing. If you've got culture at the table, well, it fastens up the process of healing, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And We do need to look at, you know, who these guidelines are being written for. The majority of people in Australia who have got acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease are Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people.
Exactly, yes.
They're 94%. So, you know, previously these guidelines were written and they weren't even written with the end user, how they speak, you know, in medical way.
Sure.
With the end user abuse or how it's going to affect end users. And I think with culture being right at the centre,
yes,
of these guidelines, it's potential to make a real difference. We're not winning the battle against acute rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease. We got a lot of people still dying from acute rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease. Now, our young ones, our little ones, our 5 to 14-year-olds are the ones that are getting acute rheumatic fever. And
that's,
you know,
sad.
They have injections, yes. And, Trevor, they're painful injections, these injections they get. And they have to have them monthly for at least 10 years.
Mm.
Now, if people aren't understanding the culture and people's health beliefs, well, you know, it's only half the story. Clinical is half the story. The culture is the other half.
Exactly.
But these new guidelines, they blend really well culture and clinical because, you know, as I said before, the clinical bit is really, really important. We want our injections. We want proper medicine. We want proper tests. We want proper treatment. And we want to be culturally safe when we're getting our treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some wonderful case studies and those that are living with acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. We've got stories from them. I run a Champions for Change program, Trevor, where I have over 30 people across Australia as my champions. I'm having a camp up in Darwin in a couple of weeks with them all. I'll bring them all in and, you know, we'll share all our stories and our knowledge and get some strength and some resilience and try and, you know, change these awful statistics. We've got a lot of strength, us mob.
Yeah, we do. And when we're together at the so-called yarning circle, that's where we get empowered.
Oh, absolutely. So that I'm just writing that down because I was writing the strength and resilience and I forgot that wonderful word, empowerment. So we definitely will do this by coming together as a group. and letting these doctors and the nurses and you know, health practitioners know that we've got lived experience to share with them, mm-hmm. and we've also got our knowledge, our Aboriginal ways of being, doing, to now for them to have a look at and use our, as I said before, use our Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander genius, because we have, you know, we've got a lot of qualities that are strength-based qualities that people can use, health professionals can tap into,
A very important space, and look, love the work that you mob are doing there. Fantastic, Vicky. It's a team effort, and I think they're now opening their eyes to listening to black people at first, and regarding we've got the solutions to our problems, and culture has got to be front and centre, yes.
Absolutely, and local solutions. We need to empower local communities for change.
My sister, too, Deadly. Beautiful yarn. Thank you very much, Vicky. Please do keep in touch and watching this space very, very closely. Thank you very much, Vicky.
Yep. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, sis. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Vicky Wade, her name is. She's Senior Cultural Advisor for Rheumatic Heart Disease. And look, we're moving in the right direction in regards to having culture at the table, front and centre, and though it should be in all facets in regarding Indigenous health, Indigenous problems across the board. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Call that number, 1-800-422-416. And if you call that number, yarn in with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm the host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your vehicle. I'm just driving it. So have your saying, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Two Deadly, Sister Brother, that's named that Deadly track there by Johnny Huckle here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, so we go across the country, mob, have your say and yarn up strong. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, or go on our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, Two Deadly. Now, mobile outreach and healthcare provider for homeless and vulnerable individuals, Sunny Street has announced plans to expand its clinic locations nationally. And I'm pretty excited about the rollout. And Sunny Street will soon launch their new clinics in Logan, Ipswich and Gympie, followed by Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Townsville. We're going to catch up a yarn there and yarn with Dr. Nova, and also have Sonia Goodwin on the line. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
Really great. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much. We're very excited.
Fantastic. You sound that way. Thank you very much. So, first of all, Sonia, who you mob, where you from? You there, Sonia? Hello, Dr. Nova? I lost him. Hey, we're a professional organisation here. You mob. We'll try and get him back. Dr. Nova and Sonia Goodwin had a nice introduction, nice hello from the ladies, but then we went blank. I would say black. Blank. We'll try and get them back and have yarn about that deadly movement. Sunny Street, they're called. And look, the statement here is there are about 3.24 million people living below the poverty line in Australia. And this includes 774,000 children. Some of these Australians are homeless or living in extremely impoverished and overcrowded dwellings, and often they experience significant barriers to accessing healthcare. With the Sunny Street expansion, they will improve the access to healthcare for those Australians living below poverty. And we're going to catch up with Yana. We'll try again with Dr. Nova and Sonia Goodman. Good morning, there. Hello, ladies.
Good morning. We're here. We didn't run away.
You mob went walkabout. All right. Thank you.
Right, no, we're here. We're still excited.
Good. Fantastic. So, first of all, tell us about Sunny Street, what the program is and how it all started, please. Start with you, Dr. Nova.
Sure, absolutely. So, Sunny Street launched in July of 2018. And basically, it was Sonia and I thinking that we were going to, you know, get in a truck and go around delivering healthcare. As a nurse and doctor, we thought, oh, let's just do this a bit differently. So, we ended up launching and at a local neighbourhood centre here.
Where's here?
Oh, so we're based on the Sunshine Coast.
That's
where our HQ is.
Okay.
And we started out in Marichi Neighbourhood Centre, which is one of our busiest sort of centres here on the coast. And, you know, our first day was the 28th of July, 2018. Mm. We had a team of me, a couple of med students, and then Sonia had about five RNs with her. And then we had 13 nursing students, and we were like, all right, everyone, let's everyone know that Sunny Street exists. And we had no idea, you know, what the need was and, you know, what was happening.
It was just a shot in the dark, so to speak, wasn't it?
Well, you know, we suspected and we'd obviously looked at the data, but, you know, the aim of the day was just to let people know that we were ready and up for a chat. And, you know, and so we thought we'd be sitting around drinking tea and talking to the volunteers, but in 4 hours we ended up looking after 48 people, which just blew our socks off. And we thought, holy smackers, we're onto something here.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Originally, Dr. Nova Evans and I, we both met in the public health system, and we saw a real need for people who were coming through the emergency departments who were either experiencing homelessness or substance use or mental health issues, and we just found that the emergency departments weren't the, you know, it wasn't appropriate health care.
So a case of taking the mountain to the people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
That's right.
So we actually, what we did was we decided, we were managers across five different hospitals organising care for really complex patients to get home, but we decided that we would quit our jobs on the same day our public health system roles. We gave our 5 weeks' notice and we decided to get out and work outside the system to help the system.
Yeah, and to help people who just didn't even make it through the front doors.
So who funds Sunny Street?
Oh, look, we get some Medicare billing depending on our volunteer doctors, but that's not much at all. And then our awesome local PHN here on the Sunny Coast has been helping us out with some funding for nursing and admin support, which is just bloody brilliant and we couldn't do without them.
Yes.
We're actually running a crowdfunding campaign at the moment, which you can get more information from our website at sunnystreet.org and also hear about our story and what we get up to. But I think, you know, the biggest thing is, as you say, we take the mountain to the people. So we go to places where everyone was already feeling psychologically safe. You know, they're already chilled, they're having a feed, you know, there's other services there, and we just add healthcare into that kind of wraparound service. And I think the biggest thing with Sunny Street, other than that, is that smashing down the barriers, actually. Like, one of my favourite clinics is under Brisbane City Hall with the Red Cross Night Cafe. So that's a youth clinic. So they look after kids 12 to 25 years of age. And what I absolutely love about that clinic is that we're there every Tuesday and Thursday, right? And so we watch these kids walk down the stairs, you know, to come in and get their food and catch up with their mates. And we're always there. And so they just get used to this, you know, presence of pink and yellow over in the corner. We work out of a storage cupboard in this particular clinic.
So pink and yellow, that's the colours?
That's our colours, man. Yeah, check it out on the website. You're going to love pink and yellow, to love Sunny Street. Mm. But what I love is that, you know, it starts with watching them walk down the stairs and them sort of, you know, checking us out and going, oh, yeah, right. And people, kids especially, you know, they've had a lot of trust broken. You know, they don't exactly. trust doctors and nurses.
Yes.
They don't trust systems. But after a while of seeing the pink and yellow and realising that we're not going anywhere, it then turns into a bit of eye contact. And then it turns into, you know, hey, miss. And then it turns into, hey, doc, can you fix my arm? And
Sonia, how are you? First name basis then. Is friendship is built.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, our whole model, we, as Nova said, when we began, we thought it would be, you know, two chicks in a truck. but it ended up, you know, doing some healthcare. That's not what we know to do. But what we found was that, you know, so many people just want to have a conversation and be heard.
Exactly.
And our youngest patients have been, you know, 2 weeks old to 87 years old living on the sand dunes up here at the coast. And I think, you know, building rapport, especially people who have had really, really incredibly traumatic histories.
Sure.
It takes a long time and, you know, that's what we do. So we provide outreach medical care, wound care, health education, immunisation, a chance to see a doctor and sit in a really comfortable space.
So we're talking the medical side of it in regard to physical, but also the mental side of it as well, just to be heard, you know, have a conversation and tell your story, you know.
Yeah,
good pair of ears.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's an incredible honour, actually. And if we're ever not sure, you know, what we're doing, we've been doing this for 21 months now, all you need to do is sit with someone from, you know, who's having a really, really, really tough day.
Sure.
And you know, they are the definition of resilience and courage. And, you know, it's an absolute honour to sit there and listen to where someone's at in their own health care journey and to help that. And I guess our philosophy is more what matters to you rather than what's the matter with you.
Exactly.
And trying to fix
exactly.
it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're based there on the sunny coast.
It's everything from, you know, from loneliness to obviously mental illness right through, you know, to substance abuse, alcohol abuse, all those sorts of things. There's, you know, there's a lot of things. I challenge the stigma greatly. You know, whenever Sonia and I speak, you'll have the opportunity to educate people on the things that we've seen, because certainly our socks were blown off when we started working in this field. You know, like people go, oh, you know, they've ended up on the streets because of their, you know, mental health problems or drug and alcohol problems or all that sort of stuff. And what I say to that is, no, it's the other way around, actually.
Exactly.
I said, in our data, the data that speaks the most as to homelessness is the fact that over 80% of our patients can't list anyone as their next of kin.
Yeah.
So they've got no one close enough in their lives that should we need to contact them, they don't exist.
Exactly. Can you hear me there?
You know,
Jules?
And the other thing I say to that is being on the streets is bloody tough.
Of course it is.
And so if you don't have a mental health problem or a drug and alcohol problem,
you will.
Then far out, cope on the streets. I completely understand why people in terribly desperate situations turn to those sorts of ways of coping.
Yeah. Can you hear me there, girls? No, we lost the girls there. That's Dr. Nova and Sonia Goodwin, and they run the Sunny Street Clinics organisation that's based there on Sunshine Coast, but looking at expanding it throughout the country. And they're looking at going starting down at Logan, Ipswich, Gympie, followed by Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Townsville. And you come up with a good concept, a good idea. That's how it all starts, with a great idea, and helping homeless people in regarding the medical situation. And Dr. Nova and Sonia Goodwin, who is a nurse, resigned from their jobs to start the Sunny Street movement, doing a fantastic job. They're fantastic. I'll just try to see if I get the girls back there, find out what's happening there. We'll try and get the girls back and yarn up strong. Continue the conversation here in your deadly program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, and yarn up strong here with National Talk Black to Deadly Mob. Stay tuned.
She's a hard-working woman, keep her happy home, with a family to care for. She's standing on her own, and she's a hard-loving woman, taking care of everyone. know she's number one. But take a little time, taking care of number one. Another day and you get older. You know woman's work is never done, and you know the work's not over at setting of the sun. And she's a hard-living woman, had to struggle all her life just to keep her family happy. Takes all her precious time.
Hard-working woman June Mills here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, National Talk Black. Going to catch up now with Mark Vandenberg on the line. He's from here in Australia and with some good news working with hearing that's going on with this country. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. So hearing loss is having a profound impact on relationships. Hearing is a big problem and sort of goes missing regarding support and help. So tell us where we're at regarding hearing Australia, mate.
Yeah, look, no worries. So basically, hearing is a massive issue for people in all communities. And it's, I suppose now it's Hearing Awareness Week this week. We're trying to get people thinking a bit about their hearing because it's something that's often deprioritised a bit. They don't always put a focus on it.
Yes.
So we've got a Here and Now Challenge, 2020 Challenge, where people can jump on to a website called hearing.com.au and they can do a free 10-minute hearing check so they don't have to go into a hearing centre. They can do it online and they can get a bit of an idea of what their hearing's actually like.
Okay, fantastic. You find that, some people are born, unfortunately, with that hearing problem as such, but a person who can hear can lose their hearing if they're not looking after it, looking after their hearing as such. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, it's something that can actually happen if you've worked in loud noise.
Yep.
If you're not using the proper ear protection, I think nowadays with some of the kids with the personal listeners, that's a bit of a risk as well.
Mm.
And look, and even things like incidences of middle ear problems and you know, ear health related issues, they can cause a temporary or a permanent hearing loss as well. So sometimes it creeps up on people. So a part of the message is to get people thinking long and hard about, you know, doing something about it, I guess.
Fantastic. So, Mark, if people want more information, what's your webpage there, please?
Yeah, it's hearing.com.au, and there's a heap of information about hearing loss. It's important to say that Hearing Australia supports the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in various ways as well.
Yes.
Both with the kids and with the elders. And there's a lot of information there, but that's where the hearing check can be done as well.
All right, fantastic. Beautiful information. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your team, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Thank you for that.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Mark Vandenberg, his name is. He's with Hearing Australia and a senior audiologist and working with everybody across this country, especially our First Nation people, in regarding hearing problems. So hearing.com.au. For more information, please go to that webpage and add to the conversation here on your Murray program, which is National Talk Black. Yarn with the Murray, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say. Your mob, 11:40, 20 minutes to go on the program. Add to the conversation. Too deadly.
G'day, your mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Mm-hmm. truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was her being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for the call to come in, but when daddy hang up she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord how she shined. Papa was a good one but the jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the pen. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just us kids. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking to surprise us, he was doing fine. I heard a cry from mama up and down the hall. Then I heard the bottom break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound. When papa fired up, it headed in the town. Well, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. When he was shifting gear, mama was a looker, Lord how she shined. Papa was a good one but the jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the pen.
Love Mama. That's James Scott here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, you mob. Call us on 1-800-422-416 for your say on National Talk Black. Yana with Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Well, I've been talking about hearing all morning, which is very important. And when we think of Australia's most common health problems, most people would put cancer or heart disease at the top of the list. Yet as it stands right now, hearing loss is actually more common than heart disease, cancer, diabetes. We're going to catch up with Yana with Lynn Dimer. She's Community Engagement Officer for Hearing Australia's HAPPY program, and a program which is being rolled out nationally, every state and territory, with the exception of Tasmania at this stage. The aim of the HAPPY program is to contact with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to target families with kids under the age of six and provide them with access to better ear health facilities and testing. On the line, Lynn Dimer. Good morning. How are you, Lynn?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking, Trevor.
Good. Thank you, Lynn, for coming to the program. It's a very important space when we're talking about hearing loss, and actually more common than heart disease, cancer and diabetes, which I wouldn't have guessed. So a space that we all need to work closely with.
It definitely is a space, and if our children can't hear us properly, they're not able to learn about culture.
Exactly. Now, Community Engagement Officer, you are with Hearing Australia. Tell us about the HAPPY program. I love that title.
I love the title too. It makes me happy every time I look at it.
So tell us about that daily program, Lynn.
Yeah, so this program is a national program. As you've already stated, it's in every state and territory, except Tasmania, but we're beginning down there soon.
Good.
The focus is on our smaller or younger children from 0 to 5, and it's a Commonwealth-funded program, and it's led by them, but it's been co-designed by all our stakeholders across our great country.
Yes. Fantastic. And look, it's very important for hearing. Like I said, it's it gives you a life of education and just hearing what's going on. You mentioned culture, especially for First Nation people, which is a strong foundation, a spiritual connection. So hearing is a very important scent that we do need.
Sense. Oh, it definitely is, because we can't really carry on our culture and teach our young ones if we aren't able to hear properly.
Fantastic.
So it's important to go and have a hear health check, whether you're very small, but our program targets those ones.
Well, when you go to a medical checkup, I mean, they're talking about your cough, your joints, what have you, but also it is your hearing as well. That's part of the medical checkup, and which is a very important part, yes?
It is very important. We tend to overlook our ears because we think that it's normal to have bad hearing because that's how we've grown up. But it's really, really important to go and have a regular ear check. Because sometimes with the ears, they don't show you any signs, like you can't feel anything.
No.
But we know that we can't hear what our people are talking to us about.
And especially if we're talking about our young ones, our beautiful pickaninnies, you know, when they're sitting in front of TV or you're talking to them and they're not listening, you don't know that you're thinking that they're ignoring you. And next minute the child is in trouble, but there's something going on and they can't communicate what's going on. And that creates dramas, doesn't it?
That certainly does. And then we think they're naughty children
exactly.
when in actual fact they're not.
So it's very important.
That they're not able to hear us, yeah.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
A very important part of their hearing, which helps with their learning, is missing.
All right. So what happens in the Happy program as such?
So in the Happy program, we connect with the mums and community people, carers, caregivers, and we try to provide them with support and education on understanding the ears and how they work. Then we refer them to an audiologist or a person that will look into the ears and check whether there's a problem or not. And if there is a problem, we will then talk to the clinic or the service, you know, it might be the hospital or the doctor, who the person goes and visits. And then they will provide a follow-up to see either an ear, nose, throat specialist or refer children for speech pathology so that they can learn to say the words that they've been missing out on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when we detect the problem earlier, then we can fix the problem the sooner the better. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. The earlier we get it, the sooner we're able to act on it and help our children hear what they should be hearing, not just help them hear, but it also helps them to learn.
Sure.
It helps them to understand, and it can add to real better behaviour.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, you know, if we can hear, then we can learn language, we can learn culture, and we can be ready for school from a young age.
Look, a very important conversation. It is the Hearing Awareness Week, so that's between March 1 and 7, and it's very important that we have this conversation, Partner Pump, but I'm hearing you, my sister. I think it's fantastic, and the Happy program is out and about. So, Lynn, thank you very much for sharing, and all the best to you, you and your deadly team.
Thank you so much for having me on board to share what great work we're doing within the Happy program.
Okay, Lynn, all the best to you. Thank you, sister.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye. A beautiful Lynn Dimer, her name is. A beautiful yarn there, Lynn Dimer. Now, she's the Community Engagement Officer for Hearing Australia's Happy Program, and that program which has been rolled out nationally in every state and territory. Not Tasmania at this point in time, but watch the space, Tassie. Thinking of you, Mob Dan, there. The aim of the Happy Program is to connect with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to target families with kids under the age of 6 and provide them with access to better ear health facilities and testing. So, fantastic. Your mob, have your say. 10 minutes left on the program. Yarn up strong on National Talk Black. And that daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I'm based here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. First National Radio Station, that's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Otherwise, you can text me 045-714-0550. And check out our Facebook page as well as BBM 987 FM. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416.
Too hard, 10-hour days and I'm tired. Damn this knuckle busted, back breaking, no paying job. Now where I'm going from here? Hot-headed women, cold beer.
kick up my heels for a little while
and do it country style in my dirty old hat, my crooked little grin, ratty beaded neck, and these callous hands, and a muddy pair of jeans, that Copenhagen ring, no need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out.
Now I keep catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her, a shucks country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She's got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight.
In my dirty old hat, my crooked little grin, ratty beaded neck, and these callous hands, and a bloody pair of jeans, that Copenhagen ring, no need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. Cause I am who I am, that's the man I'm gonna be, yeah. And when the Lord Cup calling, well hey, gotta have the holler y'all, there'll be no trouble finding me. In my dirty old hat, my crooked little grin, ratty beaded neck, and these callous hands, and a muddy pair of jeans, that Copenhagen ring, no need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. With my boots on.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, heard that many times before. Drive it like you stole it here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call, but you may have to do that tomorrow. Murray going to sign off for the program for today. 11 a.m. to 12 noon is the program, one-hour program, and we're based at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 99.7 FM. It is your program. Murray just doing it. The Murray is the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, and Murray from the Curry, and like I said, here at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns. But look, give us a call tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24-7, text us 045-714-0550, and you can leave a message on our Facebook page as well. That's BBM 987 FM. All right, mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay cool, keep smiling on that dial, smile on your dial, and live life to the fullest. Too deadly. News coming up very soon. NIRS, too deadly.
Give me the open road that leads to the west. I guess I'll be saying goodbye. A station girl, yes, one of the best with the western gleam in her eye. Give me the wattling bloom and a plenty of room and a million stars in the sky. Give me a range that free and I'll yodel-a-dee-o-dee-lay. Give me an open plain, give me a guitar and beams, so I can sing along to a million stars with the sweetest girl of my dreams. Give me a road that fills with flowers and birds while the mountain kisses the skies. Give me a winding stream and I'll yodel a yodel-a-dee-o-dee-lay. Branding iron and again.
On TV I saw a story of the Brisbane Blacks, a story that is touching, a story that is right. In the story, a group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder why they're like that. Those so-called drunken blacks, they know that they've done no wrong, but the pressure from society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies, like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons, now is our only trade, compared to all the immigrants. Look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black man groveling down at your feet, with weary eyes looking up at you, waiting for the message to get through. Now it's time for them to sleep, and it's not in a bed, but in some warm surroundings, in a park or in a shed, warmed only by the grog that's been drunk through the day, warmed only by the grog, the killer of his mates. The very first Australians around, the very first people to be down. And why we fight is to be recognized, only to be felt.